Hey friends, welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I am your host, Amy Debrick, and I am so excited to begin my fifth season with you and really thrilled to be talking and kicking off the new year, talking about trading resolutions for restoration. You know, most of us this time of year are in a full sprint ahead towards resolutions. And if you're anything like me, we all make promises to revive ourselves from the year that has passed. And many times even we resolve to restore our lives, whether it's mentally, physically, or even emotionally. We make countless lists on paper and within our minds to make ultimate transformations. I know for sure I have. This is a common practice that I used to do for years. And it makes sense, right? Because revival, by definition, is an instance of something becoming popular or active or important again. And we all can find ourselves seeking that in one capacity or another. So naturally, we jump into January with these great intentions. But as aggressive as we are to take on these resolutions, we quickly lose steam and regress to the old ways and habits. And so I really think, you know, I've done a lot of work, self-work, kind of reevaluating that. And in the last few years, that process really started because I noticed a post-holiday shift in how I was feeling. You know, the holidays bring so much and there's just so much excitement and just so much going on. But instead of feeling fired up to seek resolutions after the holiday, I was finding myself seeking more restoration. And so maybe you can relate too. So that's what I really want to dive into today, because like you, like I said, I have a lot of goals and dreams and things that I like to accomplish. But lately I've taken cues from my winter surroundings. And I know that might seem silly, but I don't think that it's an accidental time of year when leaves drop and everything gets a little bit dormant looking. So instead of turning outward with everything ahead of me, there has been a strong pull for me to turn inward. And winter solstice is a time for sure to rest, to replenish and prepare for what is next. But I realize that if we don't take part in it, we risk moving ahead with this lingering fatigue that I think we all can just naturally carry over from such a busy season. You know, I've always considered myself a summer girl. I love the sun and I love the energy that it brings, but there is really something about the stillness that comes with this time of year that I actually crave. It's almost like a permission slip that I would have never written for myself to appreciate the stillness and learn how to just be. You know, my favorite Bible verse is "Be still and know," and I would imagine it's because of my somewhat high-strung nature and feeling like that I should always just be doing more and striving for more. And really learning to be still is a skill that I find myself constantly fine-tuning and most likely will never master. But this seemingly dormant season has really felt like a gentle nudge toward being still. And that's where I should be leaning right now. And it may sound crazy or even unpopular, especially in a world right now that thrives on prosperity and success. But I really think there's something to be said about keeping with the season's rhythms. Even if it appears to be a season of less, like right now, you know, the holidays all bring on more of everything, right? More of community, more of family, more of everything. And this does seem like, and I think a lot of people feel it, they feel a little bit let down after the season. And I think because we're on this mountaintop moment of just all these things, and now it feels like a season of less. But I've really found that this season of less, even though it appears that way, can really produce more of everything I want and need coming up in the new year. So bear with me here. Like I said, you know, summertime, as we all know, is really the swelling of all things external, right? Fresh fruit on trees, we're traveling more, we have all these new visions, and the list goes on. But wintertime is really a time to replenish the internal, to refuel and recenter. And like I mentioned earlier, the holidays are wonderful, and I absolutely love them. All of it. I love Thanksgiving. I love the prep, the shopping, everything that comes with the holidays, but they don't allow for a lot of time to rest. And maybe when I was younger with littles, and being on the go was just my season of life, I didn't notice it as much as I do now. But now I feel compelled to go within and really put down my compulsion to keep doing more or accomplishing more or just being more. I'm approaching the new year as a time for deep rest and reflection instead of self-striving. So I really want to encourage you today that if you too have been feeling the pull to be still, stop resisting. I'm giving you permission, even if you don't think you need it, to take time and re-energize. You know, the three R's of winter wellness include rest, reflection, and restoration. So let's start with rest. Maybe in the next month, catch up on your sleep. Choose to stay inside instead of going out. Take a hot bath. Incorporate a slower weekend routine, or maybe even take a nap. I mean, I'm not somebody who naturally can take a nap, but lately I feel like I could possibly take a nap, which is kind of crazy. Reflection is one of my favorites of the 3 hours because I like the intentionality that comes with it. Taking time to evaluate what worked in the past year and what didn't really allows for a more thoughtful plan and approach moving ahead. Reflection is also really a great time to remove those things that you found weren't as important as maybe you thought they were, to give you some better clarity on the things that are. If you followed me for any time or listened to the podcast, I am one of the hosts of the Focus Retreat. And that's the main underlying theme of the retreat is focusing on the things that matter most to you. We have so many disruptions. We have so many distractions in just our everyday life. And even as we're approaching a new year, sometimes it's really important to go back and say, you know what? I'm not going to spend any more of my time or energy in this thing, but I really would like to invest more here where it really matters. And finally, restoration. I say use these darker, quieter months to pray more, read more, or refresh on the things that bring you joy without hustle or striving. And there's the differential right there. They might come in the form of baking. That's for me, but maybe not you. They may come for you in long walks or conversations with friends, more just scheduling just coffee time or downtime, or just the practice of being still. You know, these 3 R's will help prepare you for the next season. And instead of moving ahead with unresolved fatigue, you'll feel ready and refreshed and at your optimum best for 2024 in the next season. So remember, take a cue from winter and consider trading your resolutions for a complete restoration. God bless. Well, friends, that's it for us today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'll see you back here next week, but in the meantime, don't forget to live your life on purpose. God bless.